Hey family, how are you? I pray all is well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and you. That's right, He is your God. And what a mighty God we serve. How are you doing, family? How are you feeling on this amazing Sunday? The Lord really has me in tuned in being intentional and focusing on what is going on in the realm of the Spirit. This is where He has me right now. And I'm so grateful for it because, man, it's just beautiful to just receive revelation and greater understanding on the Word of God and the heart of God. And I pray that as we're going through this season, that any scales that are on your eyes that hinders you from tapping into the Spirit, I pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to remove them, to wash your spiritual eyes. Family, it is so important. What you see is what you get. And I let's just go into quick prayer because many of us are not seeing right in this hour. And it's such a prophetic hour. And the children of God should be seeing at a supernatural rate. But we're not because our eyes are polluted with the things of this world. There has been scales placed on our eyes from sin, rebellion, you know, the company we keep, the things we watch. Family, we must repent and pray that the Holy Spirit remove the blinders because we need to see in the realm of the Spirit. So Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, we just bless you and thank you for being a good father, a faithful father to the unfaithful. Father, we need to see like we have never saw before. It is your true heart desire that your children see into the realm of the Spirit because it's what's in the Spirit that is what's most important. So Father, I'm asking for there to be a supernatural anointing that rests upon the children of God that will remove any scales or blinders off of our spiritual eyes that we may see in the realm of the Spirit and not just see, but see with accuracy. Hallelujah. So that you can say you have seen well. Hallelujah. So we just glorify you and thank you for our eyes being opened, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened in the name of Christ Jesus. My God. So family, I have two patches of scriptures that I want to read, touch on. I'm going to read 2 Kings 2. It is something that is on my heart. It's something that I saw. Hey, it is something that I saw in the Word of God that I want to share with you guys. What you see is what you get. So let's just go into 1 Kings 2. Many of us know this story, but I just want to read it for what the Lord showed me. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah unto heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Eliza from Gilgal. Then Elijah said unto Eliza, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel. But Eliza said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said unto him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, yes, I know. Keep silent. Then Elijah said unto him, Eliza, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. Now, the sons of the prophet who were at Jericho came to Eliza and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he answered, yes, I know. Keep silent. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to the Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood facing them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said unto Eliza, ask me, what may I do for you before I am taken away? Eliza said, please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. So he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Eliza saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. And so he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces, and also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Eliza crossed over. Now, when the sons of the prophet who were from Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah rest on Eliza. And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Then they said to him, look now, there are 50 strong men with your servants. Please let them go and search for your master. Least perhaps the spirit of the Lord has taken him up and cast him upon the mountain unto some valley. And he said, you shall not send anyone. But when they argued him till he was ashamed, he said, send them. Therefore, they sent 50 men, and they searched for 3 days, but did not find him. And when they came back to him, for he had stayed in Jericho, he said to them, did not say, do not go. So I'm going to end here for this part of the reading. Family, I just love the word of the Lord. What you see is what you get. When Elijah asked Eliza, what did he want from him? He asked for a double portion of his spirit. But he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me, and this wasn't in the realm of the earth, he was talking about spiritually. If you see me, there is something, and I know for the past few podcasts, I've been really digging into what you see and what's in the realm of the spirit. But the Holy Spirit has me here because I believe the children of God must rise up and allow the Holy Spirit to open up their blind eyes. We need to be seeing in this hour, because what we see and what we decree is what we get. Amen. So when he said, nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be. But if not, it shall not be. See, you hear me? If what you see is what you get, you can't get what you can't see. My God, you can't get what you can't see. I'm gonna read that part again. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken away from you, it shall be for you. But if not, it shall not be so. Family, we need eyes to see, because God has something for you in the realm of the spirit. I can even say, Yaramaku, that right now before your eyes, there is something in the realm of the spirit, but you can't see it. And because you can't see it, you can't declare it and decree it, and therefore you can't access it. Family, we must repent and go to the altar so that the spirit of the Lord can wash our eyes. Our eyes need to be cleansed. We need healing in our spiritual vision. We have to not only pray that God cleanse our vision, but we also have to be intentional that we don't do anything that would pollute our vision. What we are watching, the things we're listening to. I know I've said this over and over again, but family, these things, they hinder your spiritual gifts. Hallelujah. Earthly things hinder the things of the spirit. That's why there's constantly a war in the flesh against the spirit. There's constantly a war. And depending on what you feed the most depends on what will be the strongest. If you're feeding your flesh will be stronger. If you're feeding your spirit man will be stronger. Family, we have to hear this because we are in such a prophetic hour. My God, we're in such a prophetic hour that we need eyes to see. We need ears to hear because God is speaking. God is moving. God has established some things in the earth. But until we're able to see it, then we can declare and decree it. Then we can access it in the realm of the earth. Hallelujah. I love that once Eliza saw in the realm of the spirit, see, there is a connection. And this is why I want to take you to another scripture. There is a connection between what you see and what you declare and decree. Amen. There is a connection between what you see and what you decree. So he said, if you see me, hallelujah, then it'll be so. But if not, it won't be. Amen. So Eliza, when he saw in the spirit, and this is why you know it's spiritual, because let me read verse 12. And Elijah saw and he cried out. So he saw and then there was a decree. Hallelujah. He saw and then he spoke. And Elijah saw it and he cried out, my father, the horse, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw him no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me go back to verse 11 because it says, then it happened as they continued on to talk that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and it separated the two of them. That was spiritual. Amen. That was spirit. You needed spiritual eyes to see that. Remember the story when Eliza, ahead a few chapters, when Eliza and his servant Gehazi, when they was up on a mountain and he asked the Lord to open his eyes so that he could see more was with them than them that are against them. And when the Lord opened his eyes, he saw the chariots of the horsemen. Amen. So this was spiritual. Hallelujah. This was spiritual. And this is what Elijah needed him to tap into the realm of the spirit. If you can see with accuracy and not just see it, because Elijah could have not said nothing, hoping that Elijah knew what he saw. But it was something in his declaration. My God, it was something in the declaration. Family, your sight and what you decree determines on what you receive. Amen. So when Eliza declared, I see chariots of fire and horses of fire, it was so. It was so. Amen. So now I want to take you to another portion of scripture that will just drive this home. I just love the word of God. I love what God is doing in this hour. He is raising up his children. He is raising up. He said that in the book of Joel, that the spirit of the Lord is falling afresh on the children of God, dreaming, prophesying. Family, this is the hour. This is the hour. And we have to know where we are. And what I love about God, and before I get to Jeremiah, I want to touch on the fact that in 2 Kings, most of the people in this chapter were prophetic. Amen. It says the sons of the prophets, not the prophets, the sons of the prophets came to Eliza and said unto him, do you not know that your master is going to be taken away? So even though they weren't a prophet, they had the ability to have understanding and they had eyes to see in the realm of the spirit. See, that's what I love about God. The prophetic anointing, hallelujah, is so vast and so great that even if you're not in the office of a prophet, because you have the Holy Spirit of God, there is a limit to what you can see in the realm of the spirit. The Holy Spirit allows you to see. The Holy Spirit allows you to discern. The Holy Spirit allows you to understand. The Bible said these were the sons of the prophets, but they had a prophetic anointing to the point that they saw Eliza and say, hey, do you not know your master is about to be taken? Family, we're in such a prophetic hour. And it's important that we in tune in the realm of the spirit, because the Holy Spirit is moving. God is speaking. But can you see? Can you see? Because like Elijah said, if you see when I'm taken away what you have asked, let it be so. But if you don't see, it shall not be so. So we have to see, and not only see with accuracy, and then declare what we see so that we can have the manifestation of what it is that we saw in the realm of the spirit. But let me go to Jeremiah, because I want to just drive this home. This is a conversation that God is having with Jeremiah, my God. And it's just beautiful. I'm going to start at verse 7. Jeremiah 1, verse 7. And the Bible reads, "But the Lord said unto me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Verse 9. "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my word in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see?" Come on now, going back to 1 Kings, when Elijah told Eliza, if you see me, he said, what do you see? And this is important, family. I'm tying in together when I say there is a connection between what you see and what you decree. Amen. This is going to drive it home. So then it says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot, and it is facing away to the north. And then the Lord said to me," oh my God, this is so good. This is so good. I was reading from the King James Version, the New King James Version, but I want to go back just for emphasis to the regular King James Version. And I want to read verse 12 again. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do thou see? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten to," my God, this is so good, "for I will hasten my word to perform it." There's that connection between what he saw and what he spoke. God wasn't just dealing with Jeremiah as a prophet, his vision. He was dealing with his ability to decree and declare the word of the Lord into the earth. He saw a rod with an almond tree. And because he saw it, he spoke it. And when he spoke it, God said, you seen well, now I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. My God, family, this is so important in the hour that we're in. What you see and what you decree is what you get. And this is so important because many of you have a prophetic anointing on your life. Many of you are more prophetic than you realize. And you are declaring and decreeing what's not, hallelujah, what's not. You're declaring and decreeing what you don't want to see. Amen. And this is why we need to repent. This is why we need to go to the altar. This is why we need the blinders and the scales removed off of our eyes. Because if you can't see in the realm of the spirit, then God cannot hasten his word to perform it. I want God to hasten. Oh my God. When I speak, when I declare and decree a thing in the earth based on what I see in the realm of the spirit, not what my feelings say, okay? Not the current mood that I'm in, okay? In the realm of the spirit, what are you seeing in the spirit? Because when you declare and decree, God will hasten his word to perform it. It is important that we see what God sees, because the minute we're in alignment, oh my God, where there is unity, he commandeth a blessing. Where you are unified, one body, one mind, when you are one with God and God says, okay, you are in alignment with me, you see as I see, I'm going to hasten to perform my word. And that is a powerful, powerful gift from God to his people in this prophetic hour, that if you begin to see in the realm of the spirit and you begin to declare and decree it, that he will hasten to perform it. You will receive it, my God. But too many of God's children are declaring and decreeing the news. Amen. The doctor's report, bank accounts, family matters. If we only see what's in the realm of the earth and we're speaking and declaring, decreeing, we're only going to get more of what we don't want. See, we have to recognize the power and authority that has been given to us, that has been delegated to us. The Bible has constantly told us over and over again, the power of our words, the anointing that are on your words. But we used words so carelessly. Even the Bible says, be slow to speak, be slow, be eager to listen, be slow to speak. Because when you begin to speak, the Bible says, if any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. So it's important that I slow down a little bit, because I don't want to say anything that's outside of the lines of what God need me to say. I don't want to say anything that is contrary to what's going on in the spirit. We hasten to speak. We always got something to say, but the Bible, hey, slow down, slow down. Your words have power. Your words carry weight in the spirit. Your words have authority. Your words have dominion. Slow down, because when you speak a thing into the atmosphere, family, it's going to happen whether you want it to or not. And this is why we need to see in the spirit, because if I see what God has for me, your bills could say one thing. That doctor's report could say one thing. Amen. Your family can say one thing. All of the things that are going on in your life that are giving you a negative report. Is that what God is saying? Is that what's happening in the realm of the spirit? But I love that Elijah pointed out, if you see it, you can have it. But if you don't see it, you can't have it, because what you declare and decree is showing God what you see. I'm gonna say that again. What you declare and what you decree tells God what you see. He asked Jeremiah, what do you see? And when Jeremiah spoke with that prophetic anointing, not just with eyes to see, but a voice as an oracle of God, I see a rod with an almond tree. Then God said, good. Now I will hasten my word to perform it, because you saw right. You declared it. You spoke it as an oracle of God. Now I'm going to hasten to perform the word. Family, there's some things that you are asking God to do, but he's asking you to get out of your flesh and get into the spirit, because it's what you see is what you get. And we're declaring and decreeing the wrong thing. And we're wondering why we're seeing more and more and more of what we don't want. Because that's what you talk about. You may say, well, I'm not declaring and decreeing. What is your conversation like? What are your conversations like? Oh, you know, this is what the doctor said. Oh, you know, the news said this, and the news saying that, and this, and you are speaking the things of this realm. But are you speaking on the matters of what's going on in the spirit realm? To get sensitive, to get to the altar. God, show me, what do I need to be looking at? To cleave. And this is why it's important that we surround ourselves with people who have a heart after God, because the company you keep, family, the company you keep, you may have a heart after God, but do your friends have a heart after God? Do those family members that you can't seem to leave behind because God done took you to another level, can they see? We surround ourselves because of fear and insecurity around people who keep us stuck in this natural realm. But you got to surround yourself with people who can see in the realm of the spirit. You got to get around some folk that know how to declare and decree what's going on in heaven. You got to get around some people who know how to get God's attention. You got to get off the news and get into your Bible. You got to get off of TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and get on your knees and seek the face of the Lord while he may be found. This is what we have to do in this prophetic hour, because God is speaking. The Spirit of the Lord has been poured out on the children of God. But do you see? Are you in a state of seeing? My God, are you in a state of seeing? Looking and seeing in the realm of the spirit has to become a lifestyle. It can't be something that you just want on Sunday. It can't just be something you want because you need God to show up, because you need a breakthrough. It can't be because, oh, you all of a sudden you got that doctor's report, you need healing. It has to be a lifestyle. A lifestyle submitted unto God. A lifestyle consecrated unto God, so that you can be in the mental, that you could be in alignment with God. It has to be a lifestyle, family. Everybody wants the prophetic anointing, but nobody wants to live like a prophet. I'm gonna say that again. Everybody wants the prophetic anointing, but nobody wants to do and have to go through what the prophet went through. You have to be willing to separate yourself. Be ye separated from your friends. Be ye separated from those negative family members. Be ye separated from them unequally yoked relationships. Be ye separated. There is a sacrifice. There is a price to pay to receive that kind of access to God. There is a price to pay to have that access in the realm of the spirit, to be able to see with clarity and accuracy. There is a sacrifice that needs to be made, but everybody don't want that. You want the blessings of God. You want the giftings of God, but you are not willing to consecrate yourself and separate yourself and submit yourself to God. As a lifestyle, not on Sunday morning, not on Saturday, as a lifestyle, as children of God. It was a lifestyle for Jesus. Throughout his ministry, he would dip off to spend time with the Father. It wasn't only when they was about to come and lock him up and beat him with whips and chains. Throughout his ministry, the disciples would be looking for him, and Jesus would be away with the Father because it was a lifestyle for him. He needed to be in the presence of God. He needed to be able to see what God was saying and what God was doing and how God was moving. So he made it a lifestyle. This is the Son of God. This is God in the flesh. But he knew the importance of making spending time with the Father a lifestyle, not just on an occasion, not just because I want to do a miracle, not just because I want to show off that I'm anointed, not just because I want more followers. It has to be a lifestyle. It has to be when nobody is looking. It has to be when nobody is following that you seek the face of God. Because we're in an hour that we need to see correctly. We need to hear correctly. But we are polluted. We are polluted. We are meshed in with paganism. We're half in, half out, lukewarm. Many of us will be spewed out of the mouth of God. And he will say, depart, for I know you not. Because you haven't made up your mind, wavering on two opinions. I'll serve God today, I'll serve Baal tomorrow. We have to make up our mind and begin to live a lifestyle submitted unto Christ Jesus. Your family is depending on your ability to see. Your children is depending on you to see. But are you willing to make the necessary sacrifices that will gain you divine access to the holies of holies? Seek the face of the Lord while he may be found. He said, seek me. And when you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found. It has to be a lifestyle. And when you begin to see, decree, Jesus, I just see it so clearly. I see it so purely. Decree what you see. What do you see, family? What do you see? And don't allow the tarrying of the word, the tarrying of the manifestations of God's word, cause you to draw back. Because the word, it's so powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing and dividing down to the bone and the marrow, and it is the discerner of the intent and the heart of men. The word is so powerful. And when you get the word from the Lord, you get a word from the Lord, whether the Holy Spirit minister to you or whether a man or woman of God come and give you the word in that moment, you are bold, you're zealous, you're joyful because the word of the Lord has come and you have this excitement and it's this expectation. But when it begins to tarry, your heart get weary. And now where you once was declaring and decreeing the word of the Lord and the promises, which are yea and amen, now you are declaring, I'm tired. Now you are declaring, when, Lord, when? Now you are declaring, well, God is blessing this person, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so. Tarrying is to prove you. I know what I said, but can you continuously declare it even though you don't see it? If you already saw it, if you saw it, family, it is so. No one can take back what you see. But are you declaring and decreeing what you see in the spirit? And if you have, did you get weary in well doing? And now you're singing a different song. Family, I encourage your heart today to get on your knees and repent before our God and ask the Holy Spirit to cleanse you. Jesus said, I will sprinkle you with clean water and I will wash you from your iniquities and cleanse you white as snow. We need to be cleansed. Our eyes need to be cleansed. Our perspective need to be cleansed because we can't receive what we don't decree and we can't decree what we don't see. There's a lot that the enemy would love for you to come in agreement with on this side of eternity. But there's so much more that God has in store for you and your family. You got to get in the realm of the spirit, family. It's some stuff that's right before your eyes, but you can't even see the forest from the tree. And I pray that this gives you a spiritual hunger to desire more of God than you have ever, because too often people get so excited for the gift instead of being excited for the gift giver. He said, when you seek me, which means you got a hunger for God. You got a desire for God. Don't covet the gift without wanting the God who gave the gift. Don't want to prophesy and you don't want to sit with the one who is prophesying. Jesus is a prophet of all prophets. Don't desire a gift from God, but don't want nothing to do with God. To tarry with God, to spend time with God in prayer, to spend time with God in worship, to spend my God, you want to desire God more than you desire anything in this natural realm. Because then that's when he can trust you with more revelation, trust you with more insight, trust you with more understanding, trust you with more heightening and making things clear, giving you a heightened discernment. You want the things of the spirit, family. Stop seeking the things on this side of eternity. I just had this month has been so crazy. So many people have passed away back to back to back. Family, this side of eternity is temporary. It's temporary. And we know, we hear it. Many of our loved ones have gone to be with the Lord, and yet and still we're still seeking the things of this earth as if when our hour come, it can come in the casket with us. It cannot. It can't come with you. So seek the Lord. Seek the things that are not corruptible. Seek the things that moth cannot eat away. Seek the things that robbers can't steal. Seek, oh my God, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil. Because we need to see so that we can decree and that our Lord will hasten to perform it. I love this. I just want to read verse 12 again. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten. So you saw it in the realm of the spirit. You spoke it, and now I'm going to hasten to perform it. Did you hear that, family? When you see in the realm of the spirit, and you say, oh my God, Father, I see the abundance. Father God, I see my business. Father God, I see my ministry. Father God, I see my marriage restored and healthy. Father God, I see my children being drawn unto you. Hallelujah. Father, I see. What do you see? Declare what you see so your God can hasten to perform it. Stop talking about people and begin to see in the realm of the spirit what God sees about them. You know what? God is going to turn their heart. I see God using them mightily. I see God restoring them. Hallelujah. I see God healing them. Begin to see what heaven sees. And when you decree that, the Lord will hasten to perform it. But if you don't see your business, if you don't see your ministry, if you don't see your family restored, if you don't see your kids saved, if you don't see, how can God hasten to perform what you don't see, family? Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. If you don't see it, how can he hasten to perform it? So family, I charge you in the name of the Lord to seek the face of God, to desire the things of the spirit, to get out of this natural realm. Get out. Remember the movie, Get Out? Get out. Get out of this realm. Because what God has for you isn't here, my God. What God has for you isn't here. It's in the realm of the spirit. On earth as it is, hallelujah, as it is in heaven, is when I see what's in heaven, it becomes a manifestation on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day. I see my portion, oh God. Today is going to be a good day, oh God. I am healed and restored in my body, hallelujah. I see my bones coming together, hallelujah. I see my vitals, oh God, being normal in the name of Jesus. Speak to your body. Speak what heaven is speaking, hallelujah. Don't speak what the doctors say. Don't even speak how you feel. I I'm guilty of that myself, family. We speak what we feel. I feel like this. I feel like that. I kid you not, family. Have you ever noticed the more you say, I don't feel good, you don't feel good? You got to speak against what you feel. And you definitely got to speak against what you see. Because what you see in this earth versus what your spiritual eyes could tap and see in the realm of the spirit are two different things. So I encourage you this day. I am so excited. The Lord is about to do a great and mighty thing in the earth. And I'm excited and I want to be able to see it. My God. I want to be in tune. I don't want to be in darkness. I don't want to be in ignorance. Through knowledge, the just are delivered. Many of us, hallelujah, we don't have the information. We don't have revelation. We need to seek God. Stop worrying about the things that are going on this side of eternity and seek God. Get your eyes purified. Once you pray, once you repent, and ask the Lord to cleanse you, to heal you. Family, be intentional about the things you do. Be intentional about what you watch. Be intentional about what you listen to. Be intentional about the people you are around. Be intentional because you don't want anything to distract you or hinder you from seeing with accuracy. Because all you need is the wrong voice to tell you, oh no, the sky is orange. And you know, you see it's blue. It's blue. But you around somebody who see orange. Amen. And if you around them long enough, before you know it, the sky start turning a little more orange day by day. Be careful. Be careful of the company you keep. Surround yourself with eagles. Surround yourself with people who want to soar high in the spirit with God. Because he has something for you. But it's in the realm of the spirit. And like Elijah told Eliza, if you see it, you can have it. But if you don't see it, it won't be so. Family, what you see is what you get. And I pray in this hour that the Spirit of the Lord is resting upon you and your household, that you begin to see in the realm of the Spirit like never before, and you begin to declare and decree what you see, that your God will hasten to perform it in the name of Christ Jesus. Have a blessed and abundant day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.